Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you guys for waking up with us or listening on the podcast. You could be anywhere in the whole wide world, but you're here with us. So thank you. Thank you. And let's go around the room. What I want from you guys this morning, give me the story that most interested you today. When you woke up, you looked on the news, which is part of your job. What interested you? Let's go first around the room. He was worried if he gave his friend his medicine, he'd go to jail. And he recently, for the first time, just tried ginger ale. Yeah. It is Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
Guys, this is awesome. So his name is Andrew Tolles. He used to play for the Dodgers back in 2018, but he was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia. And so the Dodgers said, man, you can't play anymore, but we're going to keep you on the roster so that you can get health insurance. Well, that was a 5-year contract. So his contract ended this year. They've re-signed him so he can keep his health benefits, which is amazing.
It's a great story. He doesn't play. He hasn't played in a long time. But because of those issues, they're like, we're going to re-sign you again because if you work here, you get all A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Like, that's unbelievable that they would do that for him.
It's basically a tell me something good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a great story. Next up in Nashville, he's the 18th most famous person, according to him, but VIP still won't let him in. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
We've all done the dine and dash where you go.
No, I have not done the dine and dash.
I've never done it.
No, never.
No, don't start it off by lumping us in with you. Go ahead.
It's where you go in a restaurant, you eat, and then you don't pay. You just walk out. Well, we got a new one. It's called Diamond Dash. This guy had picked up $750,000 in dimes from the Mint Place in Philadelphia, and he was going to drive it down to Florida. But before he took off on his trip, he parked it in a Walmart parking lot, went home to get a good night's sleep. Someone broke into the trailer and stole $200,000 worth of dimes. That's 2 million dimes they unloaded from the back of that truck.
Said diamond.
Wow.
Yeah, dimes?
Dimes.
Yeah, dime.
Dime. Like little dimes.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Dime now.
Yeah, but you said dime.
You said diamond dash.
Diamond. Oh,
it's
dime. Like
a diamond.
And.
It's a dime and dash.
Got it.
But how crazy. So here's the thing. Yeah. They don't have any suspects yet. And I'm like, okay, check the driver's phone. Because he happened to leave it in a Walmart parking lot overnight so he could get a good night's sleep. It's an unmarked vehicle. And they broke in and stole it. Come on. What are the odds?
I would check whomever's turning in a bunch of dimes.
That's right.
Bank.
Whoever pays in dimes.
Yeah.
Like, that's it's $5, funny. Here are a
They're
bunch
like
of dimes.
One,
I just
two,
call a bunch
three.
Of banks. Anybody come by with a bunch of dimes and dime rolls? that's probably who we should look at. Yeah, that's also a lot of dimes.
That's a lot of dimes. I mean, you have to have like a forklift. So you're in the middle of the Walmart parking lot unloading dimes, and there's dimes spilled all over the ground. And it just happened the one night he parked it there before he got a good night's sleep to go to Florida.
I need some sleep. What am I going to say about that?
I have a theory. That's my theory. I'm not saying he's
involved.
In on it, but...
You suspect.
I suspect. Okay. My suspicion.
Is your nose stopped up?
No, I'm sick.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Why is he always sick?
It sounded like
No.
Do
you
understand?
He's like, I have a suspicion.
No, I was saying like a dog, you know, they get a clue.
Yeah, yeah. How'd that sniff go? Oh, he's stuffed up.
Oh, my God.
He's stuffed up. He's always got a cold. Okay.
I give up.
Moving on. She's been by my side for a lot of her life, and some people think she's the mom to my wife. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So I saw this whole article about Rachel McAdams.
That mean you're my mom-in-law.
Oh, hey, you're my mother-in-law.
That's cool.
You're my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That's real weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, your story.
Okay. So Rachel McAdams is out promoting a movie, so she's doing a lot of press, and she did this whole magazine shoot, and there's a whole article about how she told them specifically, I don't want you to edit.
Oh, I saw the picture.
Minimally
she's not
edit
hot
them.
It's
tough
what?
For me. This is tough she, for me.
What?
Yeah. No, she has armpit hair.
Yeah,
and she's getting a lot of praise for just showing up as she is. And
I love that part. It's unfair that you guys have to shave your armpits.
Yeah.
It's unfair. It's unfair, but I don't like it. It'd be like, I don't like it because I was taught early not to like it, so I don't like it. But that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, she says here, beauty is different for everyone.
Absolutely.
I've had 2 children. This is my body, and I think that's so important to reflect back out to the world. And she's just showing up as is.
I love that she's just being her. Something to be said about that.
It ain't for me.
That's not attractive.
Yeah.
You know.
Is she married? I know you said she had 2 kids.
Do you know if she's married?
Is she married?
Why does that matter, though, by the way?
Because if I'm her husband, I'm like, yo, like.
You don't say yo to anybody ever.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'd be like.
Yeah, it's unfair that you guys have to shave your armpits.
Yeah,
but
and legs.
But it's justified.
But
I mean,
it is what we've been told by society that it's like you like a guy with abs or strong. But back in 300 years ago, if you were super strong, that meant you had to be on the field working all the time. So, but culture tells us what we like and don't like. And so that's the only way I can justify going, ugh.
Okay.
But if everyone grew their armpits out, would they all be nice?
Yes, this is how
we then
used
learn
to be.
Culture would change. Yes.
So,
it's wild.
Apparently, she's not married, but she's been in a long-term relationship with filmmaker Jamie Linden.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right, moving on.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's going with the new look, longer hair, and it's naturally curly, which isn't fair. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Wow. So here's my story. A woman who just won the lottery doesn't want to share with her husband, and she has no plans to share with her husband, which is kind of hilarious.
Dang.
A woman went on the internet, and she didn't really want to talk about it at first, but like, we know you won the lottery. She's like, fine. I don't want to share it with my husband. That's why I don't want this to become a thing. She'd rather spend all the prize that she won on just solo things for her. The husband's like, no, you need to put this in the couple's joint account. And she's like, no, not going to do it. And really, if they're together, he can't really enforce that he gets part of the money. He could really only enforce it if there was an enforceable factor from outside coming in, splitting it up.
Like, if they were to get divorced.
Yeah,
he's going to file.
So the only way he would get this money by force would be divorce and the entity, the judge, whomever, going, you owe half. But if they stay married, she can kind of just do whatever she wants with it.
This is terrible.
What's up?
Like, what kind of marriage is that? Like, where she was never going to tell him that she won the lottery.
Hilarious.
And
one.
Keep the money.
So she wants to go on this big trip, right? And most people are like, okay, you won the lottery, that's awesome, but you don't even want your husband with you on the trip? Like, that's weird, too.
That's so weird.
But it's also, the fact they're married, she can just take it and put it in her account, and he can't get to it.
There's not a law for that? Like,
there is when you divorce.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm sure, I guess, that you maybe could litigate in some way, but this article had nothing about that.
You could sue
your current wife for money.
Interesting.
That's like a loophole.
Wow. Glad my wife doesn't play the lottery, because we got separate accounts, and if she was able to do that, it would be...
She'd just keep it over your head the whole time?
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Give you allowance?
Oh, man, how bad would that... I mean, we'd have to get divorced, right?
So you could have half?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
What would be the divorce number?
$3 million.
So 1.5 each?
Yeah.
Or 6, so you get 3?
Ooh. I think so, I get 1.5.
So if she wins $3 million in the lottery and wants to put it in her own account... You don't get it. You divorce her.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you get remarried after you get the money and get a settlement.
No, oh, I don't we think could she do that.
She's not
going to
marry you.
Okay. All right, let's go. Glad you guys are here. Time to open up what you send us. It's the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I bought a pair of Taylor Swift tickets. I got extremely lucky. I was thrilled to be able to take my girlfriend
to what she said was her dream show. That was in November. I still haven't told her because I was saving it as a birthday surprise. Things have taken a turn, though. The last few months, we've been getting more and more miserable. We barely talk. She's more interested in playing games on her phone than hanging out with me. I can't seem to do anything right around her, and whenever I try to talk about it, I get shot down. It's really not fun anymore, and I don't feel the least bit appreciated. I've even considered bowing out of the relationship entirely. Here's the question. I could easily get $2,500 for the pair of tickets online. Should I sell the tickets and never tell her that I had them? Or do I do the honorable thing and just give them to her? I could use the cash, though, I'll be honest. Signed, the Swift Ticket Swindler. All right, bro, we got two things. They don't have to be connected to each other. Sounds like you don't want to be in the relationship anymore. That has nothing to do with Taylor Swift tickets. If you don't want to be in it, if you're considering not being in it, if you're leaning toward not being in it, you got to think about not being in it. I feel like you don't want to be in it. That's the first issue. You got to address that before you get to the second part. Because the second part is sell those tickets.
Yeah.
I'd sell them right now. 100. I'd sell them quickly. I'd sell them as fast as you could. Swiftly. Because, yeah, let's go swiftly. Good.
Nice.
Ha-ha. Sell the tickets. She never knew. You're not going to have fun with her anyway. It cost you a lot of money. You need the money. You're probably ain't going to be together.
Yeah, because, and I don't know why he thinks it's the honorable thing to give them to her, but it's not.
It would be nice to give them to her.
But it's not honorable.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like she's earned them.
But she doesn't.
Earned? Yeah, like she hadn't earned the chance to go to Taylor Swift. Like when you're in a relationship, you have to earn certain privileges. Like,
I never heard of that, actually.
Like nights out.
Tell us more about the earnings.
Like nights out aren't just a given. You're not guaranteed to go to a nice dinner. Let's earn it. Let's be nice to me. Show me attention, love, affection, cook, clean.
So your wife is under the understanding that for her to be treated to something, she's got to treat you to things.
Yeah, you got to earn it. It's sort of like your kids. They got to earn an allowance by doing things. You earn you earn a night out.
I would say that's a bit different.
Very.
Because you're trying to teach your kids money or work and then get paid. Yeah.
But your wife, that girl is giving more attention to the phone than you, so she's not earning her night out.
No, but you ran away from what my response to your kids get allowance analogy.
I mean, I don't know. I was just throwing it out there. I don't give my kids allowance, so.
Oh, got it. So you just made it up, ran with it?
Yeah, I just ran with it. But yes, you got to earn the night out. She hadn't earned it, so sell the tickets.
I say sell the tickets, but not for the same reason.
Mm. So we're on the same team.
No.
High five.
Or if there's a girl you really like.
Take her.
That's the way you get her.
Oh, wow.
She'll go with it. She'll go with it.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Oh, that's first date? Is that a first date?
You could. If you want to slide into her DMs, just snap a pic of the two tickets and send it to her.
Mm-mm. But you got to break up with this girl first, though, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I say. You don't want to be with this girl. It sounds like it. So don't be with the girl. That's it. First thing. Over. Secondly, sell the tickets. You want to spend, you can get $2,500. He didn't spend $2,500. Okay. He spent probably a few hundred. I would make that money.
Yeah,
that's good money.
I make that money. That's what we say, Swift Ticket Swindler.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday.
Around the room, give me your most fun fact. I'm going to go first and last.
Oh, you too?
I just have so many and I come in. I'm so confused on what I should do. So I lead with this one right here. 90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of a
fire
Starbucks.
Station,
bar,
Walmart.
Yeah, I live by one.
90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of a Walmart. Wow. That's crazy. We used to go to Walmart. That was town. So I'm from a small town called Mountain Pine. And we'd have to drive 20 minutes to go to town. And Walmart was the start of town. So if you went into town, you asked your neighbors too. Hey, we're going to town. You need anything? And they'd tell you. And then you'd be like, well, give me money too because I can't afford to get it for you. I'm on money. But that was it. Amy, you're up.
So Abraham Lincoln, he would store important papers, including speeches and letters, in his hat.
A lot of room up there.
Oh, yeah. Big top hat.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had one of those trap doors like a bunny stays in sometimes when they pull the bunny out of the hat.
He doesn't
like,
matter.
Like maybe a
rocket or something up there. Yeah.
So you didn't have to.
So it didn't. Yeah. If he took his hat off, it didn't fall out everywhere.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Some people get very serious bacterial infections in their colon, and you're like, how do you do antibiotics? Oh, no. It's called a fecal transplant. They take poop from a healthy person, they implant it in your colon, and it kills the bacteria.
Wow, both amazing and disgusting at the same time.
That's so gross.
And I mean, it is so crazy. You think
it's science, man.
It is science. Like, they can take the healthy poop of someone else and cure your bacteria infection in you.
That is wild. Eddie, what do you got?
You know, there's a dollar bill, $5 bill, $20 bill, all those, right? But did you know that there once was a $500 bill, a $1,000 bill and a $5,000 bill.
Do you know why they discontinued the larger ones?
It was all in the Nixon administration. They were just like, this is too much. We don't want counterfeit $5,000 counterfeit bills. That would not be good. So they discontinued.
And I guess not that many people would have the need to use them.
Yeah. Oh, how awesome would it be, though, to walk around with a $5,000 bill in your pocket?
I wouldn't.
Right, I wouldn't either. Because what if you lose it?
It's called a flex.
Gosh.
But I wouldn't have a $5,000 bill on me in case I lost it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're still out there. You can't use them, but they're collector's items, so it's going to cost you way more than $5,000 to buy that bill.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, because they're worth a lot. They're so rare.
I'm looking at a $500 bill now.
You know who's on there? What president?
McKinley?
Yeah, William McKinley.
Yeah, I only saw that because it says McKinley under his head. I wouldn't know who that was. Yeah,
who is this
If you
dude?
Think that's me being smart, it ain't. I was like, I don't know, McKinley. Morgan.
Antarctica is the only continent in the world without any native spiders. The temperatures are too cold for them to live, and even if they could live, their food sources, like cockroaches, moss, and other insects, aren't also found there.
And Antarctica houses aliens and secret government tests.
Okay.
Lots of natural resources that are made and stored there, like, because they want us to keep paying for them.
What are you talking about?
Hey, now that's crazy. My stuff, not so crazy.
Both you guys.
Jim Henson made his first version of Kermit the Frog out of one of his mom's old coats and two ping pong balls.
What?
And he put his hand in it, and then he slowly was able to afford better fabric and then made Kermit then.
Ooh. That's how he was born?
Which is pretty cool.
Well, Kermit. I don't know if I was born, Eddie.
Kermit the Frog here.
When NBC wanted Al Michaels to be their play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football, he was under contract with ABC. ABC's owned by Disney, and they agreed to let him go, but only if NBC would give them the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. That's an early character Walt Disney drew in the 20s. NBC had the rights, and ABC, so they were like, you give us that, you can have Al Michaels.
Wow.
So I never even heard of
it. Yeah, what are they doing with that?
I never heard of the rabbit, yeah.
I never heard of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
They need to make like a cartoon out of that.
I don't know who that is, though, and I wouldn't watch it. Except Oswald, I'm looking at it now. Oswald is the extreme version of Mickey, isn't it? Like, Oswald turned into Mickey Mouse.
Really?
He looks like if you're trying to counterfeit Mickey Mouse in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like Oswald the Rabbit. Wow. And then finally, this one I thought was pretty interesting. Thomas Jefferson believed that the nation's constitution should be updated basically every 20 years, saying the earth belongs always to the living generation. Hmm. So his understanding was, we're drawing this out, but it does need to be updated based on people's beliefs, technology, etc.
Oh, I saw something the other day about how George Washington didn't want political parties because he thought it would cause too much divisiveness in the country.
You know, George Washington, what's interesting about him, I think he only went to school to like age 11 or so, and then his mom taught him how to run a tobacco farm, and that's really where he got a lot of his, I guess, life education, and that he also, like, surveyed land. I'm trying to remember all this. And then he was, like, a war hero before he became a general. Like, he was a guy who would go and fight and hand-to-hand, one-on-one, then became a general because he was such a good fighter, like, military guy, then obviously general. And then he was the guy, too, that was, I don't want to be king. They offered him. He was going to be the king. He's like, I don't want to be king, and I don't want to be president forever, and we shouldn't have presidents forever. And it's every 4 years, obviously.
And so what you're saying is that education is a little overrated, like school?
Well, they didn't have the same education
back in
1700. So, yeah, I'm not saying that at all.
Because now if someone that dropped out of school at 11 years old ran for president, they would have no shot because they didn't go to some...
Yeah, but people at 11, it was common for them to not go to school at all, to just go and work. He had at least like a tobacco farm to learn and run. He also, how tall do you think George Washington was?
5'8".
No, he's huge. 6'3".
6'2", yeah.
Really?
Yeah, his pictures always look like he's just like a little guy. He's a 6'2 fighter.
Fun Fact Friday. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a 13-year-old named Gabby, and she has a rare brain tumor that has totally impacted her life, and she's involved with Make-A-Wish. She's always wanted to be a veterinarian, and so they pulled off something really cool for her. She got to go to Texas A&M and be a vet for a day, which is her dream to go to the university.
And Texas A&M, big animal school, big vet school.
Oh, yeah. That's like where, well, I'm sure there's other vet schools, but.
Well, you went there, so Emmy's like, that's the one.
That's
well,
the only
yeah.
one.
Okay. I mean, you went to school there, so yeah.
Fun fact, my uncle was a veterinarian, and he went to Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's great, but we're not. That I don't know if it's the fun.
Yeah, I think you can go to other schools and become a vet.
You can.
Yeah, but that's the best, right?
Fun fact, my friend Johnny has a vet clinic in Austin, went to Texas A&M.
Yeah, but they're all live in that area, okay. though.
Okay, anyway, this is really cool. Here's a clip of the Make-A-Wish CEO, Shelly, talking about it.
She said, hey, we've got this really special wish and this really special girl who wants to be a veterinarian, and she knows that A&M's the best school out there. How can you help?
I'm Googling number one veterinarian.
Hey, maybe Amy's right.
Well,
she may be. Because, listen, I love people from College Station. Sometimes I get annoyed at A&M football fans, but I love people from College Station.
So, and I wanted to be a vet, but then I did go to Texas A&M and decided to not do vet school.
Okay, here we go. Number one veterinarian school is the Little Urban Vet Clinic.
Uh-oh.
Now, apparently that's a place you go here in town.
That's local. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Best veterinary medicine programs. Top schools. University of California, Davis.
Oh. Yikes.
Colorado State University.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State University.
Oh. No A&M?
Yes, at number five, Texas A&M University, College Station. You're a top fiver there.
Wow, so not the best.
I bet number one in Texas.
That's a corner.
Just my guess.
Number one in Texas. She did it.
Yeah.
Texas. All right.
Yes.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, it's Friday. Time for Easy Trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Eddie's the champ. You go first, Eddie.
All right.
Famous hat wearers is the theme here.
Okay.
What kind of hat does Yosemite Sam wear?
Oh, it's a cowboy hat.
Correct. Morgan, what president was known for wearing a top hat?
Ooh, that was Abraham Lincoln.
Amy, Dr. Seuss had a book about a cat. What's it called?
Cat in the Hat.
The Hat, yes. And finally, Abby, what's the main color of Santa Claus's hat?
Red.
Correct. Look at it. You're all right. Still in, even though you wouldn't went home anyway.
Hey, that was easy.
It's so that's what the game's all about.
Wow.
It's easy trivia. Eddie's the champion. He wears the tiara.
I do.
And he's got 3 wins on the season. 2 more, he's the champ. Now, if you miss it, it's embarrassing because you hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You don't want to get boned. Not this early anyway. No, I mean, no, everybody, no. Hey, okay, hey. Here we go. Cereal mascots. Let's see who survives. What cereal mascot is a pirate, Eddie?
That's Captain Crunch.
Nice job.
Wow.
Do you know his real name?
Nah.
Jean Lafou.
Really?
Or Jean Lafoot, depending. Morgan, what cereal mascot is Tony the Tiger?
Tony the Tiger. They're great. Ooh. Frosted Flakes.
Correct.
Did she just lunchbox us?
No, I really didn't know.
All right.
Amy, what cereal mascot is Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam. Tricks?
You've been booed.
What is happening right now?
Do you guys know it?
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I the only one that eats cereal in this room?
Not me, I love cereal.
What is happening?
Abby, we're coming over to you. Amy's been eliminated.
Wow.
By the way, Abby's playing instead of Lunchbox because he was kicked out of last season. Abby, what cereal's mascot is Lucky the Leprechaun?
Oh, Lucky Charms!
That is correct. Abby's in.
Good job, Abby.
All right, 3 people remain. Easy trivia. Colors. Eddie, how many colors are on the rainbow?
Ooh. Roy G. Biv. Roy... No. R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. 7 colors in the rainbow.
Roy G. Biff. 3. 7 is correct. That's funny. What color is the maple leaf on the Canadian flag, Morgan?
Oh, the flag is red and white. But which one is which? Crap.
What color is the maple leaf on the Canadian flag?
White.
You've been booed.
Eddie, this is going to be the easiest game
ever. I do. I love it. I love it.
Hey,
Abby.
There she is.
We just based it on past performances. Okay. You can prove.
That's true.
Wow.
Abby, you got this.
Okay.
Yeah, Abby.
What is the yellow part of an egg called?
That would be the yolk.
That's correct.
Oh, I had to go
right. Okay. I'm kind of cheering for Abby now. Just to make it a game.
Yeah, we've never had anyone cheer for their opponent before.
Good job, Abby.
Oof, that's a tough one here. All right. World famous locations. Okay. Eddie, you're up first.
Yeah.
What country are the Great Pyramids located in?
Oh, that's in Egypt.
Correct. Abby, what country is Big Ben located in?
That would be London.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You've been booed.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
You have to listen.
What country?
Why do I do this? Every time. Hey.
Eddie, this has been a real bad one.
Tricks are ridiculous. For kids.
Do we need Lunchbox back?
I never thought I'd say it.
We might need him back.
Eddie has four wins.
Yeah, let's just make that a
round.
Oh, boy.
What, Abby?
We go again.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really not how we rock it, but...
Dang it. Just for fun.
Can I chime in?
Oh, he's in the other room.
Can I chime in?
You want to say Lunchbox?
I'm starting to worry about the education system in Wichita.
Yeah. Oh, because of both of them?
Yeah, they're both in Wichita. They're both
Canadian flag. Morgan's
hold on,
difficult.
Lunchbox. I'm going to bring Lunchbox in. He's in the glass room right now. What would you like to say?
I said I'm really worried about the education system in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, we heard that part. And so what would you like to say?
I can't hear you.
At all? You can't hear me? Then how did you hear me say, what would you like
to
say?
That's a good question.
His headphones are not plugged
in. Anything.
Oh
my goodness.
He's just wearing them.
There's somewhere I can plug.
So, but then how did he hear me say...
Hold on, I'll be right with you.
There you go.
You're not on hold, dude.
Now I'm here.
What would you like to say to the people in Wichita?
Man, I don't know if we need to have a reevaluation of the education board. We need to elect new members, get some new teachers. I don't know. Do you guys want to shout out your schools so we can know where we need to do the investigation?
Can you say Wichita because of who exactly?
Morgan and Abby both are from Wichita, and they are both clueless.
Oh. And clueless. Do you think Wichita is the reason they're clueless, or could it just be it's two people who did bad today?
Oh, so you think it's just two bad apples?
I don't think they're bad apples. I think today they had a...
Like education-wise.
No, I think they just struggle.
I mean, Abby, every week in this is struggle.
Yeah.
I knew it was true. England.
Well, neither one of them have a point in the whole season.
Yeah, that's cool. It's
I'm going to run for school board in Wichita.
Oh, my.
Change things up a little bit.
Eddie, congratulations.
Wow, thank you.
Hey, Lunchbox, if Eddie wins one more, you're back.
Let's just play it. Let's go.
The next season. No, I've already tossed it.
Oh, hey, good job, Eddie. Let's go.
Thank you, Lunch.
Eddie, when you win next week, who are you kicking out? Who are you thinking?
I think I'm going to have to get rid of Abby.
Why would you say that now, though?
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Because that'll be a big question, and we're like, ooh, who's Eddie going to kick out?
Well, maybe I won't.
Nice. You got her back. Hey, you got us back. Now we're curious again. This is Sam from Ohio.
Good morning, studio. On Monday, you guys were spilling the tea, and you had two of them. I only recall you guys talking about one. What happened to the other spill the tea?
No one ever asked about this segment, so ooh. I like it. But it's coming up. Megan Maroney's coming in a little bit. Great artist. Great new song. Morgan has a story about something happening to her and her social media. And we'll, it makes sense to do it when Megan Maroney's here, so we're going to put it there.
Okay.
So it'll be... We won't go, spill the tea, because that's... People don't get that because it's stupid. Because we're stupid. But yes, that'll come up with Megan Maroney next hour when she is in. Thank you for asking that. Here's Bill from Massachusetts.
This is mainly to Eddie. I heard recoaching the basketball team and not having a first aid kit. Amazon will be delivering one to studio today for you because no good coach should be without a first aid kit.
Listeners hooking up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. See, you guys don't get mad at him for getting stuff from listeners.
He didn't ask.
I didn't.
No, asked me. He asked me for
it. Right. And you said.
And I said, yeah, but if you name it the bones.
Unless, yeah.
Yes, your kids can fix their injuries and wounds, but you must name the team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool, Bill. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I'm going to refresh your memory of a story from 2020 that you probably remember. COVID had just started to spread, and this couple went to Costa Rica for their third date. They had a successful first, second, and then they're like, hey, why not? Life's short. Let's book a 5-day trip to Costa Rica. First 3 days, fun. Fun in the sun. Parasailing, all the things. Day 4, their flights home get canceled. Day 5, they can't leave the hotel. They end up spending 79 days together in Costa Rica. So, yeah.
That's crazy to think about that.
And when you really think about it, their third date lasted 79 days.
Huh. Mm, you better hope that she was, and he was pretty honest on those first two dates. Yeah, go ahead.
So, the cool part is there's now a documentary on Netflix about them, and it's called Longest Third Date. You can watch it now. I know I'm going to be watching it pretty soon. And... they're still together.
What do they look like?
I don't know.
Do you know? Oh, here we go. I see them. Oh, yeah. They're both, like, pretty good looking, too.
They're from New York.
He's got a big beard. Cool guy hat. Lumberjack, but, like, still, like, cool.
Like Zac Brown? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but he's, like, metrosexual Zac Brown.
Oh, okay.
And Zac Brown's, like, pretty buff. He's thin.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Amy.
Well, I also feel like it's a, I mean, excellent endorsement for Hinge, because that's where they met. And they had such good dates. They decided to leave the country together and got stuck.
I'm still ready to jump in on Beef. I think it's going to be the next show on Netflix. It's not about meat.
No.
No, we found that out.
And the only reason I'm even going to watch it is because I don't even know what it's about, except that two people not getting along or something, but everybody says it's so good. So I'm in, doing jury duty, which is, we have two episodes left. I don't even think they've come out yet. And then Succession. We're still in on that. It's the final season of Succession. Okay, what else?
Reese's has a new limited edition version of their peanut butter cup out. Well, actually two. One that has crunchy peanut butter filling, and then another one that has a new creamy filling, like even creamier than before. Like they say, it's a noticeably smoother texture than the classic ones, and they're available through the summer while supplies last, and Reese's wants you to try both and then vote for your favorite.
I wish they would do a Reese's peanut butter cup without peanut butter.
That wouldn't be a peanut butter
be
cup.
A cup. I like that cup.
A Reese's cup.
And we put different stuff in it. I like M&M's. Maybe put M&M's in it. Oh. Instead of peanut butter. I like M&M's when they do crunchy. I don't like the peanut butter M&M's. I don't like dark chocolate M&M's. I like the crunchy ones, though. I'm not even sure what's in them.
Peanut?
No.
Like a crisp.
Peanut. Yeah, I like the crisp. I like peanut M&M's. I don't like the ones that are like, it's a blue package.
Yes, crispy. It's so crazy to me that you like peanut M&M's, but not... Okay.
No need for all this. We don't need to dive into this.
Would you eat an almond butter Reese's cup?
Oh, heck yeah. Let's go, baby.
Okay.
So it's not the butter.
No, I've told you. I like almond butter. I like peanuts. I don't like peanut butter.
That's so weird.
I hate peanut butter.
Well, I want this crunchy thing.
Crispy M&M's. That is where it's at. When it comes to underrated candies, the crispy M&M's... And Rolos. You guys give me a lot of crap for Rolos.
Yeah, that's weird.
The part about the Rolos that stinks is the little, like, the film. The
foil?
Gold, it's everywhere. You got to clean it all. Other than that, that's why you buy in the bag. But the problem with buying in that bag that's big is that you eat them all at once, and all of a sudden you're sick. Been there. Yeah. All right, what else?
Dustin Lynch got his pilot's license back in January, but he's not the only member in his family that can fly. Apparently, his grandpa is a pilot, too, got his license 40 years ago, and Dustin shared a video of him joyriding with his grandpa.
Look who's brave enough to get in the airplane with me. Granddad's getting in. Family affair. Mom, dad, grandma, and granddad. We're going joyriding.
Made it. We did it.
That's so fun.
Yeah, the barrel roll he did with them in it. I didn't think they liked that.
And they didn't steal it, did they?
No, they didn't steal it. That'd have been funner.
Yeah.
And now it makes more sense why Dustin had a passion for that.
Man, that'd have been funner. That'd have been crazy.
Man, you tried to talk him out of it, but...
I was like, bro, you don't need to fly. You need to get out of that crap. All right, is that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This story is going to remind me of Bobby and something he did back when he was a kid. So Harry Cook, you know, he's got all his friends, and all of a sudden, for like a week, he's not feeling well. And he goes to the doctor, and they diagnose him with Hodgkin lymphoma. And so he's going to lose his hair because he has to do cancer treatment. And when his boys, 15 of them, come over to visit, they come over to visit, boost his spirits. They bring the razor, and all 15 of his boys shave their heads so they'll look like Harry, and they can help him, you know, inspire him. And they put a GoFundMe up to raise money for charity, and they've raised thousands of dollars.
First of all, I'm looking at the group picture of them. It's a really great picture. They're all, it's nighttime. They're like doing a big bro picture. One, two, three, four. How many of them you say it was?
15 of them shaved their heads.
Wow, well, that's cool. They all shaved their heads. Second of all, I didn't go through.
Yeah, did you do this?
No, I know what he's alluding to.
No, but he shaved his head in... what do you call it?
Camaraderie?
Yeah, that's it. Together. Him and his buddies.
Like solidarity.
Yes. Oh.
But it didn't end well.
Wasn't that your football team?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in the playoffs. My junior year.
Okay, this is so weird.
And they're like, let's shave our heads. And we'll go and we'll win in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So we did. And then we got beat real bad. And then we had to take our helmets off to shake hands. And we look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing ever.
Okay, I get it.
My mom was like, why did you shave your head? You look... It's not good. And I have a huge head. Mm-hmm. It bald. It looks like a globe with a nose and lips on it. It's just It got dents in it, too. Oh, great story, though, Lunchbox. I love to hear it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.